We continue to witness pressure in the countryside as commodity prices remain low and farmers and ranchers struggle to adjust. We're 3 years into this price downturn, and forecasts by USDA point to a prolonged period of depressed prices. Given this scenario, NFU believes that the Farm Bill safety net should provide meaningful assistance in two fundamental circumstances: when disaster strikes, and when prices are low and remain below the cost of production for extended periods of time. These two scenarios have separate solutions. The first is crop insurance, and the second is commodity programs. Using the budget as a starting and ending point for the nation's agriculture safety net is problematic from our perspective. Feeding the nation is a national security priority and should be treated as such. We should continue to look for ways to incentivize wider adoption of risk management tools through the Farm Bill. At the same time, servicing metrics associated with the program got worse as delinquencies rose across the loan portfolios and debt restructuring increased. Among private sector lending, confidence is down and stress on portfolios are up, according to both public and private reports. Nearly 90% of agricultural lenders have seen an overall decline in farm profitability in the last 12 months. There are many challenges facing agriculture today. This committee has a challenging task ahead of it as it begins to grapple with these problems. The Farm Bill safety net needs to be improved, crop insurance needs to be protected, and access to credit needs to be increased, all for the benefit of family farmers. Our collective challenge is to continue working to provide help when and where needed, and to encourage the continued growth and success of our most vital industry, agriculture.